The Mickey Miles Podcast is brought to you by MEI Travel and Mouse Fan Travel, who will handle your family vacation, reunion, honeymoon, corporate incentive trip, or getaway as if it were their own, bringing premium service and expert advice to help you get the most out of your vacation dollar. Visit them at MEI-travel.com or mousefantravel.com.
Hello, this is Joe Weeks from Wilmington, Delaware, and I listen to the Mickey Miles Podcast.
This is the Mickey Miles Podcast. From 5K fun runs to full marathons, this is the podcast that helps you learn everything you need to know about running Disney races. Now, here are your hosts for the Mickey Miles Podcast, Michelle Scribner-McLean and Mike.
Welcome to episode 270 of the Mickey Miles Podcast. My name is Mike Scopa from the WDW Today Podcast, and I do not have an Apple Watch. But with me today is the one, the only Michelle Scribner-McLean, who, you know, she's got one.
Yes, I'm enjoying it. And I'll tell you, if you're going to have an Apple Watch, you want to have a buddy who is an artist who also has an Apple Watch to send you fun little doodles, because I've been sending funny texts to Chris Eliopoulos, and he has one too. So funny.
have his sketches been marvelous?
They've been marvelous. I feel like Dick Tracy running. But we maybe want to do a show on technology coming up soon, because I did run with it today. Mm. It was kind of neat to see my heartbeat, and doesn't do steps, or at least the app I was using.
My Fitbit did.
Yeah. So anyway, but before we get to our very special guest, I have a series of shout-outs. Saturdays, we usually ask people if they're running or cheering or walking during the weekend. We had so many people post selfies. And so some of them are Susan Waters, who did the Cincy Rat Race 5K with niece and nephew. And Joe Raymond III did marathon number 6 today in Nashville. And Kristen Farrer McCown ran a local 5K. Rainy weather, but she placed in her age group. And Genevieve Hanfield did a 10K in Montreal. And then we had a volunteer. Brian Baldwin did volunteering at the Country Music Marathon in Nashville. And last but not least, Elaine Head Edwards did 5 miles this morning, which was her longest distance. And she's training for the Glass Slipper Challenge. So congratulations, Elaine. 5 miles. That's awesome. Yay!
when we have this special guest who we have on the show today, you know that something's going on special. So
she's a special guest. She's like family.
She's like family. Yeah, she's my little sister. And so we have a very interesting show, and it's related to something going on in January. And without further ado, let me introduce the founder and CEO of MEI and Mouse Fan Travel, Becky Menken. Becky, welcome back on the show.
Hi, Mike and Michelle. It is so good to be back. It's been way too long. And by the way, I don't have an Apple Watch either, but I do have my Fitbit Charge, and it does have my steps and my heart rate, and it's telling me that I have not gotten out of this chair enough today.
Does it tell you to stand up?
Not yet. I'm sure that it probably will have some artificial intelligence that pretty soon will zap me to tell me to get up out of the chair.
Because just before we started recording, my watch told me I need to stand up. It's been an hour and I had to stand up. So I was standing up as I was Skyping you.
So we are recording this on Sunday, April 26th. But on Tuesday, April 28th, it will be open season for the January Walt Disney World Marathon weekend, with the 5K, the 10K, the half, the full, the goofy, the dopey, the crazy, the whatever. And after that,
the grumpy,
you mm-hmm. name it. And of course, the Mickey Miles Podcast is going to hold its inaugural cruise right after that weekend. And we're going to Castaway Key. But there's more. And we anticipate and we expect that very, very soon we will be seeing registration open for the second time around for the Castaway Key Challenge, which you did last year, Michelle.
Yes, I did, and it was so fun. I finished the cruise, and I said, I have to do this again. The Castaway Key Challenge was really, it's a beautiful place. It's a tropical paradise, so it was a very laid-back type of 5K. We did a whole show on it, but I said, I want to bring Mike back here. I want to bring other Mickey Milers back here, and we have a lot of people going on the cruise already, but to go do this race, we have to be signed up to do the cruise, and you have to have a number, a registration number. And Becky, is this something that you're interested in doing? The 5K challenge?
Yes, absolutely. I have to say that the Castaway Key 5K is kind of what started me in on this whole 5K thing, for the exception of course, the one time I was drawn and I couldn't battle my way out of doing the marathon at Disney World for the 5K. Now I am addicted to 5Ks.
Oh, that's, it's a great distance.
It really is. And for them to do them on Castaway Key early in the morning when you first arrive, where it's still kind of nice and cool, and I'm glad that this is in January because it's some of the best weather that you're going to find for the voyage. But the course is very fun. It's a neat little winding around the island. And they used to give us, when they first started, they did those little plastic medals when you finished, right?
I'm
not sure if you did that before, but this last year they gave away the really hefty, honest, big medal for doing the Castaway Key Challenge, the one that you had done. And to hear that they're going to do it again this year and that it fit perfectly with our group dates, I was in heaven.
Yeah. Oh yeah. You actually get the rubber one and you get the challenge one. So you get two medals for this. So if you did Dopey, you could actually walk away with 8 medals and 8 shirts.
Oh my God. It's a bling fest,
yes,
is what you're saying.
It is.
You go all the way from Walt Disney World all the way through to the cruise, you walk away with enough bling to decorate a wall.
And one of the things that I thought was really, really cool about this race is you actually get off the boat before sunrise. So you're queuing into the corrals as the sun is rising in the Caribbean. But you get to, everybody got off the boat. We turned around and we looked at the ship and, you know, just lit up. And we were all, there was like collective, ooh, and everybody took out their phones because it was so, so pretty. Nobody else can get off the boat. So the general public is not allowed off. Only people who are doing the challenge get off. So it was really, really special.
That is neat because all the times that I've been to Castaway Key, I have never seen the ship like that at sunrise. So that really is special.
Mm.
So Michelle and Becky, so if someone goes on this cruise and they do the Castaway Key 5K, they're going to get 2 medals. Is that right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You
just get 2 medals?
Well.
Did there?
Yeah, that was a segue. Podcast gold, Mike.
Gold. Doesn't it seem kind of automatic that if someone was going to go on a cruise and with a special group and it was an inaugural voyage for this group, that and if that person or persons were going to do a 5K Castaway Key 5K challenge, don't you think they deserve more than 2 medals?
Well, you know, I'm going to talk about it a little bit, but then I'm going to ask Becky to talk a little bit more. We are here to announce that we're actually going to have a special medal for people who are joining the Mickey Miles group. And the medal is, well, Becky, who's designing the medal?
Well, our buddy Chris Iliopoulos is designing it for us, which we've gone back and forth a couple of times over the past couple of days to just get the right spin on of it, because it's a very special edition medal, being the inaugural for Mickey Milers to do this this challenge together. It's going to be a pretty special medal.
Yeah, so it's going to, you know, it's going to be spectacular. We haven't finished the design yet. We're tweaking it, but it's you know, every time an email comes through with a version of the design, we go, ooh,
it's exciting.
Yeah, it's
and
really
Becky,
cool.
Becky, you should know that I've been texting with Chris, and I have his word. He's given me his word that there will not be any Matt Hochberg hanging upside down on his design.
So Becky, we have people who are going on this cruise, and we're offering this medal as a special perk to people who sign up with MEI. Do you want to tell us about a little bit about how that works?
Yeah, we do have, well, with Disney Cruise Line, we don't have a group that is limited. So in other words, we don't have only 10 cabins or only 50 cabins for this, because as we book, we just book into onto the ship itself. If you've booked with MEI and Mouse Fan Travel, you are then part of the official Mickey Milers group. So if you come to us, you book through us, we give you your reservation number. Your reservation number that you get from us, you can go and put into your registration to get your official registration done through Run Disney. So if you book into the official group with us, meaning that you're paying cash, you're working with us, you're putting the deposit through us, you have an agent that you work with here, and you can work with anyone that you've worked with before, or we can assign an agent for you if you've never worked with our agency before, and you just place the deposit, we get information from you, we make all of the reservation details for your cabin location, your cabin choices. We're also talking about doing some group dining for the group, so all of us can have dinner together if we so choose to do so. There's a lot of other things that we're kind of planning on board as well, but you want to make sure to be part of the official group, to be part of those events, and of course, to qualify for this special inaugural Mickey Milers medal.
And we actually already have a Facebook group going with people who are going on the cruise or are interested. And it's a Mickey Miles Podcast Dream Cruise 2016. And we have, I think, about 70 people on that group already. Yeah.
Yeah.
So and people are asking. So there are quite a few people. I'm really excited, Becky. There are quite a few people who are new to cruising who have never been on a cruise or never been on a Disney cruise. And I don't know if you and Mike agree, that's, you know, when you bring somebody new to Walt Disney World, that kind of makes it new for you. Not that I need the cruise to be new for me, because it's always fun anyway, but I'm really, really excited to have new people on, because they're asking questions about dining, about, you know, how to get around the ship and activities and things like that.
Yeah, and that Facebook page has been so wonderful to answer those questions, because you kind of sit back and you think, this might be a stupid question. It's not. We've all been there, and the very first time you go on a cruise, you will have a bunch of questions. So it's neat to have that community of people to help you through what, you know, you might be a little wondering about what you should wear, what you should pack, how things go on board. We're all out there answering, not only myself, but Michelle, you're out there. Mike, you've been out there as well. And then all of the other cruisers. And the neat thing about it is you're also meeting the people that you're going to cruise with. So anybody who's trying this for the very first time, a four-night cruise is a perfect itinerary to give it a try if you're not quite sure about cruising. It's not a seven-day, you're not giving away an entire week, but you're going to give it a shot for 4 days. But I can guarantee you, if you are one of those Disney people like we are, you're really going to enjoy the experience and probably have to book another one on board, because it's that addictive.
Oh, I booked another one right away. And I'll tell you, I was running the marathon at Disney, and people were saying afterwards, congratulations. And I said, I'm going on a cruise. Because it was such a nice carrot. The race week one was fantastic anyway. But to have that carrot of, after I do this wonderful thing and I'm hanging out with all my runner friends, then I'm going on a cruise, and then I'm going to be pampered and be able to run a 5K on a tropical island. It was fabulous. Like the time
in January.
And I wouldn't have reversed it. I wouldn't have done the cruise first and then the running, because at the end I just thought, wow, I got to lie on the beach and got a massage. So it was really nice. Mike?
I wanted to ask you guys, we want to go on record as saying that the Disney Castaway Key 5K Challenge has not been officially announced. Is that correct?
It will be announced. It has been announced. It's actually on the Run Disney page. And if you two might indulge me, I think I'll just read what it says. If you go into the January race weekend, see how I didn't stop and ask you if you care. If you go on the January race weekend, there are all sorts of buttons for all the different races, and you can see the Castaway Key Challenge there. And it says, the Castaway Key Challenge is the ultimate running adventure combining one magical 5K event or longer during your Walt Disney World Marathon weekend, which is January 10th through 16th, with the Castaway Key on Disney Cruise Line's private tropical island in the Bahamas the following week. On Monday following the marathon, set sail on board the Disney Dream for a four-night Bahamian cruise from Port Canaveral. You'll sail to Castaway Key for your 5K, run along sandy white beaches, past swaying palms and sparkling turquoise lagoons with magical Disney moments to surprise you along the way. It's a runner's paradise on spectacular island oasis. Plus, experience all the magic of the Disney cruise with entertainment and activities for every member of your family, including you. So, Becky, what are we going to do if you want to be part of the Mickey Miles Cruise group going?
Well, all you have to do is, if you want to, of course, book your cruise, which is the first thing you need to do, if you visit mousefantravel.com, and there's a link from your side as well, I believe, over. We do have over on the left-hand side, it says Disney Cruise, and you'll see a link that will take you right to, it says Disney Dream, Mickey Miles Cruise, and you click that, and then it asks you to put in a quote request, and we can turn that around within a couple hours for you to get the pricing and availability ready for you. And if you book, then we, again, give you that registration number, that reservation number, and then you'll use that to register for the Castaway Challenge. Now, there are some people who may have already booked this date in anticipation of the possibility of this being announced. And again, we kind of did the same thing, wondering if they were going to announce it or not. And I'm so excited that it has kind of worked out to be the perfect storm. You can, if you've booked it direct with Disney, you can transfer it to us and be part of the group, but it has to be within 30 days of you placing your deposit. So unfortunately, due to Disney rules, if you've booked it and it's past that 30 days, we're unable to transfer it to us to be part of the group. There are some options where you can book a new reservation and then transfer or cancel the other one and or transfer that to a new date. We can work with you if you have that situation. Just put it in the notes. But it's a pretty easy and painless way to get a wonderful vacation in paradise with all your crazy running friends and, of course, adding to your bling.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. I was saying to Mike this week, I see the people who are signing up, and I'm excited just to be able to hang out with them, because I know that when I went on a cruise with you, that was one of the most wonderful things, is to be able to sit down and actually, you know, Disney, yeah, were also crazy running from one thing to another, but to be able to sit down in a lounge and have a drink and just chat and really, you know, have dinner together, it was really, really nice.
Yeah,
so
it's one thing where a cruise is actually so wonderful for a group experience, because unlike when you're at Disney World, like you said, everyone's spread out at different resorts, you're going to different parks, you might have different fast passes in different locations, so it's kind of hard to bring everybody together. Here, you're all in the same floating hotel. So it's easy to do a, hey, let's meet up in Evolution tonight to have a beverage. Hey, let's all have dinner together. Hey, let's, you know, go out up on deck and do the sail away party together. So there's a lot of opportunities for you to just hang out with other Mickey Milers.
That's great. So just kind of walk me through this. What if I've never booked with MEI before? You assign people, travel agents, if they just go to your page and look for the Mickey Miles Cruise, they don't have to choose a travel agent, right? That you assign them somebody.
Yeah, correct. What we do is ask you to give us some information, and things like your phone number is really important, because we look at your area code and figure out if we can get a cruise specialist that we do try to match runners with runners. So if we know that you're coming here, we're kind of looking for those who are available. If they're runners and they've been on a cruise before, we will try to match that agent with you. So put as much information as you can in that form that we ask you on our website. The email comes to us, we look at all the criteria, and then we try to match the best agent for the situation for the potential client coming in.
I never knew that before.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you just kind of put people on a hat. That's cool.
Oh, no.
So it's kind of like Match.com MEI version.
In a strange way, yes, because we want to make sure that that the agent that's assigned has actually been to those locations, can actually speak from firsthand experience. We want to make sure, especially if we can match runners to runners, that's almost heaven right there for us, because we have an understanding of the runner's needs and the urgency to make sure to get a reservation number in your hand so you can go and register for the challenge before those bibs go away. We just want to make sure that we do our best to match. And of course, we have 90 agents across the United States, and we want to try to make sure to get somebody as close to your time zone as possible, because if you have somebody in California and you're trying to make phone calls and emails match, it doesn't always work out that way, because sometimes the perfect person who's been on all of the Disney cruises and has a family about your or has experience with families that might fit your criteria, they might actually be on the West Coast. So we just do our best to match them as best we can.
Cool. So I wanted to offer a strategy for doing this, because I know that we actually had a whole show on this. People sometimes get stressed out about this whole registering and things like that. If I were doing this, if I were going to sign up for the Goofy or sign up for, the Dopey or something that I know sells out, personally, what I would do is to book the cruise first, so you have that registration number. Then when Run Disney opens the registration, I would book my Goofy or my Dopey or whatever, your 10K, 5K, whatever it is, and then I would book the Castaway Key, because I think that those other things are going to sell out before the Castaway Key. But Mike, what do you think about that?
I agree. I think I'd have that taken care of. We saw with the DVC early registration how the 5K went really fast. I think the 10K went fast too,
mm-hmm.
And I think Goofy went fast. Dopey did not go as fast. And I mean, obviously there will be some slots open when the registration opens on Tuesday. But yeah, I think I'd go with that strategy too.
And when I did it last year, I Run Disney had announced this challenge, so I already had my booking number, because when you go on active.com, you cannot book this race if you don't have a reservation, because they want to save it for people who actually have the reservation. So
I'm just curious, again, as a trying to think like someone who's never been on a cruise before, who may be thinking about doing this, Becky, does the Disney Cruise Line, if I'm thinking, gee, I think I might want to do this Castaway Key thing, and I think I'm going to get my tax refund in May, so I think I'll do it then. But something happens and they can't do it until July. Does the Disney Cruise Line prices go up as you get closer to your sale date?
Yes, and that is kind of, there's a yin and a yang, good and a bad here, because the rates do increase as the ships fill. And as a matter of fact, just in the past couple of months since I've been kind of watching this date when we announced and we started booking on it, the rates have increased. So I wouldn't wait, but here's the good part, is if you do put down the deposit, which is a small percentage of the cruise fare, the total cruise fare, it's fully refundable until final payment, which is going to be 90 days out or so before you even have to start worrying about that. So it won't even be until later on in the year when you're going to have to worry about the final payment. And if you put the deposit down, you lock in the lowest rate that you possibly can from today, and it's fully refundable if you need to cancel before final payment. So it's kind of like a no-risk scenario for you, locking in that lower rate. The only thing that you're risking is the Run Disney cost to do their registration, but I'm not exactly sure if that's a deferrable one or not.
That's a good point. I don't know if it is.
I doubt it.
So, Becky, you are the person that has gone on more cruises than anybody I know. And you've gone on a lot of group cruises too, which I know you really enjoy. participating, but also doing the planning. And I know that you and Mike have spoken about some ideas that we have for meets. And that's definitely part of our plan. We're not just going to run together and do a medal, but we're going to be inviting people to certain meets.
Right now, there's 4,000 ideas. We have about 4,000 meet ideas right now. We're going to whittle them down to maybe 1,000, and then we'll get them down further. But we're not at liberty to say what they are.
No, but I wanted to ask Becky.
Trying to get the lawyers lined up.
If she could maybe give some insight into things that are possibilities that she's done in the past that we might do.
Well, there's a lot of magic that can happen on a Disney cruise. We can put it that way. More than anything, you just want to, we'll create some opportunities where people can just gather and be together and get to know each other. We will have some meets. We will have, I'm going to just paint myself in a corner because I don't want to give anything away. But one of the things to keep in mind is as we do put together the possibilities in the schedule, it does take some time to do. So once you book, don't expect a schedule of events to come out in the next couple of months, because usually Disney Cruise Line waits till the closest possible date to the sailing before they'll start giving us locations and venues and approvals of some of the things that we're seeking to do. So suffice it to say that we have 4,000 ideas, and we'll move it down to a few, because that's the other thing too, is you don't want to over schedule a cruise.
Right.
You want to make sure to offer a lot of opportunities for the group to get together, to get to know each other, to hang out, to share stories, to talk about what happened at, you know, mile 10 during the marathon the week prior. You want to give everyone those opportunities, but you also want to be able to take advantage of all the wonderful things that a Disney cruise can provide in terms of the entertainment and the spa and the nightlife and again the spa and the
we're not gonna have like a group massage.
No, that's the point. You want to make sure that people have enough time to enjoy things on their own, right, and to explore the ship and really have that time to enjoy the things that a cruise is all about, which is relaxation. And couple that with, you know, your best friends in the world all being in one place all together, it's a perfect recipe for a great way to end the entire marathon experience.
And I want to kind of just follow up on that, because one of the things that I really enjoyed during the cruise that I did with one of your agents, who's a dear friend of mine, Amanda Gonzalez, was we just took advantage of the things that were on the personal navigator. We went and did like the TV trivia trivia game show type of thing. And just doing it together with a friend was an absolute blast. So we could even kind of overlay things that are already going on the ship and just do it together, you know, like 15 Mickey Milers do the TV trivia.
Oh, yeah. Thing, so. And there's a ton of things. There's something for everybody on board a Disney cruise. So some people, the competitive people, which I know that there are several of you who are going, yep, that's me. Others are going, no, not me. We will be at every single one of those trivia challenges. They have that. They have champagne tasting. They
did
have
it.
Mixology classes.
Did
they
it.
Have... You weren't bored on this
no,
cruise, were you, whatsoever?
Not at all.
And then, of course, it is the Disney dream. So you have some wonderful culinary experiences between Paulo and Remy. You have the aqueduct that you can do over and over and over and over again. You can meet characters. You can see some of the best entertainment at sea. There's
go to the movies.
So many things. Yes, yeah. Exactly. There's so many things to see and do on board the ship. And then couple that in again with Mickey Milers all together in one place. It's going to be a fun time.
So we're talking about things to expect, and we're pointing our information to those who have either never been on a cruise at all or who have never been on a Disney cruise. So keeping that in mind, we probably should tell anyone who's thinking about this how this is going to work for that particular time frame. That is, on the Monday following the marathon Sunday, that's when everyone goes to the port. Is that correct?
Correct.
Right. And the ship takes off about noon?
1 o'clock.
1 o'clock yeah. on that Monday.
Let me move on. And no, actually, it's going to, they usually depart about 5 p.m.
Oh, okay.
You have to be on board by 3. But again, we haven't seen the entire schedule on this one. I could probably pull it up. But it's usually pulls out 4 o'clock or 5 o'clock. People tend to start going out to the port between 10 and 1 is the usual window of arrival. Just because it's pulling out at 4 o'clock in the afternoon doesn't mean that you can get on the ship at 3:45. So that's one of those things that if you're brand new to cruising, it's going to be great to have a vacation planner help you, because they'll make sure that you'll know all the times and what you need to do and where you need to be.
Yeah.
But there is transportation that we can arrange for you from Disney Cruise Line, from your Disney hotel to the cruise ship. So that can be pretty seamless. So there's no problems there. Once you arrive, you get on board. We'll probably have a welcome area where Mickey Mouselers can come and meet you two and get whatever little goodies that we have available for them. The first night, you pretty much after that, you go to a muster, which is the...
You
the
forgot the buffet. That... There's a buffet first.
Oh, yes. You have to have lunch first. Everybody has to go to lunch first. And then after you've had your first... inaugural visit to the buffet, then you go to your muster station and do the lifeboat drills, what the muster is. After that, it is smooth sailing. You go to dinner and you gather with all your friends. On the second day, on Tuesday, it is scheduled to go to Nassau and visit the wonderful island of Nassau, or the Bahamas. And some people tend to stay on the ship that day to really enjoy everything the ship has to offer, because it's only a 4-day cruise. So you would be amazed how many things are available to do on the Disney Dream. But of course, if you want to go off the ship and explore Nassau, there's tons of things to do there as well. There are shore excursions that are available to take, or you can just wander into town. That is also where the famed Atlantis Hotel is, hotel and casino. So some people, because there's no casino on board a Disney ship, some people want to get their game of craps in, so they will go over to Atlantis and have fun. Then you return to the ship, and we sail off for Wednesday, which is Castaway Cay. And of course, we'll have much more information about doing the challenge itself. But after the race, then you have a wonderful day to spend in a tropical paradise, which is Disney's private island. You've got beautiful sandy beaches and areas for adults only and for families and for teens. There's tons of things to do on Castaway Cay itself. The next day on Thursday is a day at sea. So you're just kind of out there in the middle of the ocean for the entire day, which a lot of people tend to enjoy the pools and the top decks on that day, or of course do their spa treatments. We'll have a couple of things planned that day as well, which will be kind of special. And then Friday, it's the hard part where everybody has to go home. You disembark the ship.
You forgot the part about where Michelle books her next cruise before the cruise is over. Yeah.
Yeah, well, Michelle, knowing you, we will have you taken care of on Monday when we board the ship. And what we typically do, too, is we have a team of agents that are with me, and we escort these to try to make sure that we're available to take care of things. And one of the benefits of being with the group, too, is for those who have sailed, you know that onboard booking desk usually has a big long line. People will tend to stand there for an hour or 2 hours or more.
As the cruise goes on, it gets longer too.
Yeah. Mm. And however, what we do is we have a form that everybody fills out. We take the form for you, and then we go take care of that. So you don't have to stand in the big long line. As a group, we work with Disney directly to get you out of that line, so you can go and have fun, and we can take care of booking that next cruise for you.
Woohoo! I didn't know that.
Yes.
Awesome.
The little things that we do.
So, Becky, are you coming on the cruise?
Yes.
You're definitely coming on the cruise? Oh, great.
I am booked on the cruise.
Oh, yay.
I am sitting here waiting for that opening on Tuesday so I can grab my 5K bib at World so I can qualify and do this challenge too, because because, as you know, because of a physical thing that I have with my neck, I'm unable to do more than just the 5Ks right now.
Not just the 5K. The 5K is great.
Well, you know what I mean. Mm-hmm. But I've never been able to get a medal.
So, oh, we get to be there when you get a medal?
I might. Hopefully I'll be able to finish this thing. But if I do and I get an actual medal, that'll be a first for me.
So, well, yes. I will put it on the books now, Becky, that I would be honored to join you in your 5K when you get your medal. I will like to stay with you if you'll have me.
Are you kidding? I will totally screw up your time.
No, it's fun.
No, you might speed it up.
Hey! Oh!
No, we know that's not true. We definitely know that's not true. I'm a walker, not a runner. But as long as I can keep my window and make it across that line before some guy with a glass that has an umbrella in it is behind me saying you need to go faster. That would be a nice way to be swept, though, if someone handed you a martini.
Yes, I'm sorry, we're gonna have to take you back to the cruise ship.
You'd be running in the wrong direction, though, Becky. You'd be running toward the martini.
Just thinking about it, if you're gonna get swept, somebody should hand you.
They should put it at the finish line, though. Then you'd run to the finish line, right?
So you have the consolation drink, and then you have the celebration drink, and you have them both if you cross the line, and then you run the other way, and you know. Anyway,
well, I'm even more excited now than when we started this podcast. Becky, can you remind us how people go to your page and where do they need to go and what they need to do one more time?
Yep, all you have to do is go to mousefantravel.com, and that's fan, F-A-N. And, of course, the link is going to be off of your site as well, and everyone's familiar with that. If you go to mousefantravel.com, on the left-hand side it says Disney Cruise Line, and underneath that you'll see Disney Dream, Mickey Miles Group, 111-16. If you click that link, it will take you to the group page, and you'll see the Mickey Miles logo up on the screen. And it just says, request a quote now. You click that, fill out the information, hit submit, and one of our vacation planners will get right back to you.
Yay!
Sounds good. And so what we'll do, Becky, is we'll pencil you in on a date, somewhere around 9 months from today. And we'll come on the show. You'll come on the show with us, and maybe we'll be able to talk about what we're going to do on the ship.
I know. Is that going to be great?
Yeah. And, okay.
I was going to say, it is a really fun to be able to do another show and to talk about much more of the specifics and of the detail of what to expect for everybody once we get closer. So that would be really exciting. I'd love to be back.
Oh, good. And there's something else coming up next year too, right? There's another race somewhere else. Sometime you're going to come and talk about it in Paris.
Yes. Now, a lot of us have been speculating that race in Paris was going to happen and or be announced. And we finally saw that happen. Paris is an interesting quagmire when it comes to booking travel. They do tend to book much closer to the travel date. So we are working with Disney at different levels with Disney and working on some really special opportunities and possibilities to get some Mickey Milers out to Paris. So I don't have enough information yet to talk about it in detail. But stay tuned. You'll be the first to know.
And as soon as you know, Becky, we'll just drag you on the show and we'll get all that information out to our listeners so they can decide if this is the trip they want to go on.
Yeah, and it'll be nice to have somebody who's an expert kind of working with the European side and fixing all the problems. Finding solutions.
Is that I do plan. I am working on a couple little magical things that we're doing with Paris. I have been there myself several times. I do very much enjoy Disneyland Paris and can't wait to return. And I have got myself, it's on my calendar right now as being escorting that group because I want to make sure everything goes wonderfully mon ami.
Somebody's going to do it, Becky, huh?
I know, Becky.
Somebody has to. And I'm sure in my company there's probably several people who are going to be jumping up and down to volunteer to make sure that all of our clients and all the Mickey Milers are taken care of. So I can't wait to talk more about it. I'm just dying right now because there's a few little tidbits that we're working on that I'm very excited about. Just not ready for prime time yet, but like I said, you'll be the first to know.
All right, everyone, so stay tuned. We've got all kinds of shows coming up over the next 9 to 10 months that are going to shed a little bit more light on things like the Castaway Key Challenge and the Mickey Miles Group Cruise, and of course, what's going to happen in September 2016 with the Disneyland Paris Half Marathon. So, Becky, thank you for coming on.
You're welcome. And really quickly, too, if you have any questions about how this works or if you have a transfer or anything else, all of your all the Mickey Milers, feel free to email us as well. And that's info@mei-travel.com. We'll be happy to answer any questions that might come through, too.
Very good. So for Becky Menken of MEI and Mouse Fan Travel, and for Michelle Scribner-McLean, this is Mike Scopa saying, we'll see you on the cruise.
The Mickey Miles podcast is brought to you by MEI Travel and Mouse Fan Travel, who will handle your family vacation, reunion, honeymoon, corporate incentive trip, or getaway as if it were their own, bringing premium service and expert advice to help you get the most out of your vacation dollar. Visit them at mei-travel.com or mousefantravel.com.
Thanks for joining us on today's episode of the Mickey Miles Podcast. The Mickey Miles Podcast is not affiliated with, authorized, or endorsed by, or in any way officially connected with Run Disney, the Walt Disney Company, Disney Enterprises, Inc., or any of their affiliates. We hope you enjoyed listening. Our discussion continues on Facebook at facebook.com/Mickey Miles Podcast, where you can give us your comments and feedback on the show. You can also follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/Mickey Miles Pod. And if you have any questions for us, you can send them to questions@MickeyMilesPodcast.com, and we'll try to answer them as soon as possible. For all of us here at the Mickey Miles Podcast, this is Rick Gray saying until next time, thanks for listening, and we'll see you on the road.